the 19th century and throughout the first half of the 20th century, it could be taken for granted that technologies outside one's own industry had no, or at least only minimal, impact on the industry. Now the assumption to start with is that the technologies that are likely to have the greatest impact on a company and an industry are technologies outside its own field. The original assumption was, of course, that one's own research lab would and could produce everything the company or the company's industry needed. And in turn, the assumption was that everything that this research lab produced would be used in and by the industry that it served. This, for instance, was the clear foundation of what was probably the most successful of all the great research labs of the last 100 years, the Bell Lab of the American Telephone System. Founded in the early 1920s, the Bell Lab, until the late 1960s, did indeed produce practically every new knowledge and every new technology the telephone industry needed, and in turn, practically everything the Bell Lab scientists produced found its main use in the telephone system. This changed drastically with what was probably the Bell Lab's greatest scientific achievement, the transistor. The telephone company itself did become a heavy user of the transistor, but the main uses of the transistor were outside the telephone system. This was so unexpected that the Bell Telephone Company, when the transistor was first developed, virtually gave it away. It did not see enough use for it within the telephone system. But it also did not see any use for it outside it. And so, what was the most revolutionary development that came out of the Bell Lab, and certainly the most valuable one, was sold freely to all comers for the paltry sum of $25,000. It is on this total failure of the Bell Lab to understand the significance of its own achievement that practically all modern electronic companies outside of the telephone are based. Conversely, the things that have revolutionized the telephone system, such as digital switching or the fiberglass cable, did not come out of the Bell Lab. They came out of technologies that were foreign to telephone technology. And this has been typical.